evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mklanganya. We are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this Monday, September the 27th, 2021, due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19 and proposed amendments to the Private Voluntary Organizations Act.
But first, let's take a look at COVID-19 pandemic. The Ministry of Health reports that one person died yesterday of COVID-19 in the country and 120 people tested positive for COVID-19. An estimated 4,604 people have died from COVID-19 since March last year when the pandemic started.
Almost 130,000 Zimbabweans have contracted COVID-19 in the past 16 months. At least 122,249 have recovered from the disease.
The ministry also reports that more than above 3 million people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and at least 2.2 million their second dose, which means they have the full vaccination doses needed.
And delivering their address at the United Nations General Assembly last week, African leaders, including President Emmerson Mnangagwa, expressed concern over the so-called hoarding of COVID-19 vaccines by developed nations.
And in our top story today, Zimbabwe is crafting regulations that would outlaw private voluntary organizations or PVOs suspected of funding or campaigning for politicians in any election in the country. The proposed amendments to the Private Voluntary Organizations Act would include the shutting down of such POVs and removal of their directors by a registrar appointed by the government.
The proposed amendments will soon be tabled by Parliament of Zimbabwe. Under the new regulations, PVOs funding or supporting candidates in an election will face heavy fines or imprisonment for a period not exceeding 1 year or both. At the same time, operating an unregistered PVO would attract a 10-year sentence.
And a registrar appointed by the government would be expected to collect registration fees for PVOs and be in a position to run these organizations they found to be violating Zimbabwean laws. So a lot there that we'll be discussing today.
Yes, so siyabona ke uhlangothi lwezimpilo kahle namhlanje ukuthi kulomuntu oyedwa izolo obulwe COVID-19 kodwa ba 120 bahlolwe batholakala bele coronavirus. Masikhangela okwesukwenzakele kusukela nyakenye, sokulabantu 129,625 asebatholakala bele COVID-19. Kunani leli kule 122,249 asebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo. Singathi ke inxa sikhangela okwethulwa ke luhlangothi lolu, luthi labantu abayi 4,604 asebabulaye COVID-19 kusukela ngaleso sikhathi. Lwabe kanjalo ukuthi abantu abafika 3,073,013 ngabantu asebajova ijekiseni okwakuqala, kusukusithi abayi 2,197,331 sebejove okwesibili. Nxa sikhangela abantu abaphila legciwane le-COVID-19 bayi 2,772 kwele Zimbabwe. Ye, okunye njalo esikhuluma ngakho namhlanje siyabona umntu umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa labanye ngenye inkokeli yezwekazi le-Africa. Bafike ke emhlanganweni, ngathi bakhulume emhlanganweni we-United Nations General Assembly, bekhonona kakhulu ngama-vaccines abathi kanyakazani ayagodlwa inkokheli yamazwe athuthukileyo. So ke sizakhuluma ngakho lalokhu kancane sisingena kudaba lwethu oluqoka namhlanje, udaba lokuthi ele Zimbabwe selilungisa imithetho elakho ukuthi kuvalwe inhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa eziningi ezibizwa kuthiwa ngama-private voluntary organizations. So ke kulo mthetho ke khona manje waziwa ukuthi Private Voluntary Organizations Act, okumele iziqondiso lezi zikhandakhande umthetho lowo ukuze ukuthi nxa abantu bephambanisa babanjwe ngesandla elukhuni nguhulumende. So ke uhulumende siyabe selamandla ukuthi avale ama-PVOs lawa, njalo kukhitshwe abaqondisi bangkhona ababekhangelwa imisebenzi yabo ngu-registrar kumbe kithi umabhalane omkhulu. Mabhalane lo uzabe khethwe nguhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. So singazi ukuthi kuyahamba njani. Kukhanya ngazathi ke idala lepalamende lilakuthi lihlale phansi likhulume ngodaba lolu. So umuntu otholakala ke esebenza engalacence uyakwanisa ukuthi ahlale ejele okweminyaka eyi-10 elitshumi. Kwesokusithi ke abanye ke abatholakala besenze ungaqondanga ulakho ukuhlala umnyaka owodwa kumbe abhadalise imali enyene ngokumangalisayo. So sizangena sijule kulokhu kakhulu sizwe ukuthi kwenzakalani. Kunjalo ke mabulasi.
Aiwa tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu nemusi wemuvhuro September 27 apo tiri kutepfenyura tiri kumba muno muWashington DC pamusoro pedenda recovid-19. Pari zvino bazi rezveutano hariri kuzivisa iro kuti kubva pakatanga denda recovid-19 muna March gore rapfuura pane vanhu pari zvino vasvika 129,625 vakabatwa nedenda iro recovid-19. Kozoyo vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iro vakarikunda vasvika vaivo pa122,249. Tozotarisa vakabatwa nedenda iri vakashayika vaipa 4,604. Uyezve tinoona kuti tiri panyaya yekubayiwa kwenhomba dzecovid-19 bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti vanhu vanoda kudzira 3 million vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba idzi dzecovid-19. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti pamisangano yanga iri ichiri kuenderera mberi kuno kuamerica yeunga vatungamiri vekuafrica takaonawo vachitaura pamusoro penyaya yekuti nyika dzemuafrica dzimwe hadzisi kukwanisa kuwana majekiseni enhomba yecovid-19 sezvo dzimwe nyika dzekumadokero dziri idzo dziri kuwanikwa idzo dzichitora majekiseni iwaya vakawanda. Saka tichange tiri kutaura zvakare pamusoro pezviri kurongwa nehurumende kuti zviendeswe pamberi yeparamende zvekuti izvo masangano anoshanda akazvimirira vawanikwe ivo vachipiwa mitongo minyowani kana kuti mafambisirwo anenge ari kuita basa ravo. Ndiwo masangano ayo anozikanwa nekuti iwo mapvos. Saka pari kutaurwa ipo kuti pachange paine mitemo ichaitwa uyezve panenge pana registra anenge aripo anenge achizotarisa kuti kana watanga pvo yako iyi unofambisa sei basa. Ukawanikwa iwe uri kuwanikwa uchishanda nevanoita zvematongerwo enyika kana kuti uchikurudzira kuti sapotai uyu wezvematongerwo enyika rezinesi rako rinogona kutorwa uyezve unogona kubhadhariswa faindi uyezve unogona kana kuenda mujeri. Ndokunge mutemo uyu wapasiswa muparamende. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatange tiri kukurukura nezvazvo zviri kuitika pamusoro pemasangano anoshanda akazvimirira Gibbs.
Yes, Marvelous. Let's start with what African leaders said at the United Nations concerning vaccines. Let's listen to Cyril Ramaphosa, President Emmerson Mnangagwa, President Mokgweetsi Masisi of Botswana, and President Kainko of Namibia, and the Tanzanian president. Here they come.
More than 82% of the world's vaccine doses have been acquired by wealthy countries, while less than 1% has gone to low-income countries. Unless we address this as a matter of urgency, the pandemic will last much longer and new mutations of the virus will emerge and spread.
By His Excellency Dr. Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe.
The hoarding and inequitable distribution with the resultant uneven vaccination patterns across the globe is not acceptable. Vaccine nationalism is a self-defeating and contrary to the mantra that no one is safe until everyone is safe.
Save Botswana's population from COVID-19. Let us be mindful of the fact that a variant somewhere is a variant everywhere.
His Excellency Hage Geingob, President of the Republic of Namibia.
Vaccine apartheid has resulted in significant disparities in terms of vaccine rollout and availability, with many people in developing countries left out. It is a pity that we have a situation where in some countries citizens are at a stage of receiving booster shots, while in other countries, many are still waiting to receive their first doses.
We'll keep our arms open to those who embrace us and engage with us. The level of vaccine inequity that we see is appalling. It is truly disheartening to see that whilst most of our countries have inoculated less than 2% of our populace and thus seek more vaccines for our people, other countries about to roll out the third dose, calling it booster vaccine. We tend to forget that nobody is safe until everyone is safe.
So those are the African leaders, Marvelous, saying a lot about what is going on in the world in terms of, you know, these vaccines. They believe that there is a lot of voting on the vaccines, and they're not happy about it. So they're saying, let's have some kind of equality in terms of, you know, distributing these vaccines.
Ako tukona watunga miri venyika zakasia na siya na tanzwa kubwa kuna wasiru Ramaphosa, vipa South Africa tikanzbosha kari mtunga miri venyika ye Namibia, newe ku Tanzania, newe ku Zimbabwe, vachitaura pamsoro penya iyo iye kuti nomba zakawanda zirikuwa ni kwa idzo zisiri kupiwa kana kuti nyika zemuAfrica zisiri kuwana nomba idzi neuwandu hwadzo. Saka vari kutaura kuti izvi dai sangano rakadai seUnited Nations vagona kupindira vachigadzirisa zvinhu zvakadai kuti vanhu vese vanofanira kunge vachibayiwa nhomba vakwanise kunge vachiiwana pavanoidira kuti vakwanise kubaya vatingati nyika dzavo.
Unjalo sivili vakukomplaina sivili vati kumele pela ijekiseni lezi isetshenziswe ngabantu bonke, haitsho ukuthi kusetshenziswe ngabantu abasemazweni athuthukileyo kuphela. So bayakhala sibili ukumangalisa abantu ekuzwekazi e-Africa. Njalo lenkokheli singazi ukuthi indaba bengalungisa amajekiseni. So I believe that they've got trained doctors and all those kind of people, you know, researchers and so forth. I don't know why Africa has to wait for the developed nations to come out with vaccines. So I think this is a story for another day. So let's get into the story of today's top story, in which we are discussing the issue of voluntary organizations. So I managed to talk to Mr. Gerald Matiba. Mr. Gerald Matiba works for a Christian organization that deals with legal affairs. So he's trying to navigate this kind of intricate issue concerning the proposed amendments to the Private Voluntary Organizations Act. So he says there's a lot that is bound to happen, you know, in the process, and there are fears that the government may be, you know, jumping down on NGOs. So let's listen to this interview that I did with him. It's in Ndebele. So here it comes.
The Christian Legal Society. Inhlanganiso ezimele yodwa. Inhlanganiso njalo esithi faith-based organization, but it's also a law-based organization. Basically, umzamo wethu ukuthi sihlomise abantu sisebenzise umthetho. Njalo sincedisa abantu ngolwazi lwemthetho, njalo sisiza uZulu ukuthi nxa amalungelo ahlukuluzekile abantu bancediswe njalo bathole usizo ngokusemthethweni.
Ye, siyabona ke kule Voluntary Organizations Act osokumele igandjelwe lapha-ke nguhulumende. Akusitshela ukuthi wena likubona njani khonokho ukwezwa nguhulumende?
Yeah, njengokuthile ukuthi kule i-PVO Amendment Bill, siyananzela ukuthi kule PVO Act ekhona kade esekhangele ukuthi inhlanganiso zibunjwa njani njalo zisebenza njani. Okukhona kade sikuthi okuqakathekileyo sikunanzelelayo ukuthi ku-Amendment Bill le kule mzamo yokuthi inhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa kule mzamo yokuthi kukhangelwe ukuthi izimali abazitholayo kumbe lokho abakutholayo njengama-donations abatholi from finance terrorism or izinto amatororo anika abantu imali ukwenzela ukuthi abhidlize uhulumende kumbe ubusa kwezinye izigaba. So okunye okuqakathekileyo kufanele sikunanzeke ukuthi njengenhlanganiso thina ezimele zodwa okuqala ukuthi yonke imithetho kufanele ipase lokho esithi i-constitutional test, ukuthi i-constitution yona ngoba sikhangele njengo isekelo sombuso welizwe leZimbabwe sisona kumbe kuyiwo umthetho ongaphezulu komunye umthetho yonke. So nxa usenza umthetho kuzokufanele yonke imithetho inqunywe kumbe ilandele isisekelo sombuso welizwe leZimbabwe. Siyananzela ukuthi PVO Amendment Bill iyasilela ke ngoba iyaphikisana njalo lamanye amalungelo athize khona abaliswayo ku-constitution njengamalungelo okuthi abantu bahlangane. Njalo siyananzela ukuthi nxa sikhangele kathesi umumo esikuwo kathesi ngesikhathi se-COVID. So siyananzela ukuthi kule migoqo eminingi kakhulu evimbele ukuthi izinhlanganiso vele zihlangane. Siyananzela ukuthi yebo imigoqo leyo ingabe ikhangelele ngokuthi indaba zempila kahle ukuthi zifikele uZulu. Kodwa siyananzela ukuthi kufanele kube le kube lokuhlangana khona kwemifula ukuthi hayi lapha kuza kuma lapha kuza kuma lapha isikhangi nxa sikhangele amalungelo abantu. Nxa sikhangele ngendaba zamatororo lezo ukuthi amatororo anika abantu izimali. Akubalulekanga kakhulu ukuthi kathi amatororo akhona ngobani kumbe sichoni nxa sithi i-financial terrorism. Ngoba ungavele kungacaci kuhle kuzaba nzima kakhulu ngoba nxa ukuthi ingcazelo le izasala kuphela kuhulumende kumbe kwabanye ukuthi batsho ukuthi sichoni kuzaba nzima kakhulu. So kubalulekile kakhulu ukuthi uchasise ukuthi nxa sikhuluma nge-financial terrorism sichoni. Njalo uqakathele ukuthi umthetho lo nxa
kodwa nxa sikhangele injongo lapha kuyini?
Injongo inzima kakhulu ukuyiqondisisa kuhle ngoba ibuya ngesikhathi siyananzelela ukuthi ngalesi sikhathi bekule mizamo yokuthi wonke ama-NGOs kumbe inhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa zilandele lokho kuthiwa babe lama-MOU. Isikhathi esiningi siyabona ukuthi i-MOU yona ngokwayo ayikho kahle kahle emthethweni ngoba isivumelwano nje phakathi kwesigaba kumbe kwe-district naleyo nhlanganiso efuna ukusebenza kuleyo ndawo. So asonto esingathi khona khona isemthethweni singathi nje isivumelwano kodwa bese kusetshenziswa njengathi into esemthethweni. So inkinga ekhona lapha yikuthi nxa sikhangele ukubunjwa komthetho lowo kumbe ngathi ukudiliza siwubumbe futhi ikuthi kunzima kakhulu ukuthi sazi ukuthi injongo yabo kwini. Kodwa nxa sikhangele obviously isikhathi esiningi nxa kubunjwa imithetho yananzela ukuthi kule abathi khona ngesilungu i-political objective then kulenye okuthiwa yi-administrative objective. So nxa ukhangele ngezipolitiki kukhanya ngani ufuna ukuthi kube le nhlanganiso ezilutshwana kube le kukhangelisise kuhle kuhluzwe ukuthi inhlanganiso vele imali ziyithola ngani. Njalo kuyahluka kakhulu ngokuthi kathesi sigijimela ama-elections ngo-2023. So nxa sicabanga ukuthi indaba kusenzakala ngalesi sikhathi of course nxa sesikhangele ngendaba ze-administration mbona kuyinto kulungile kakhulu ukuthi abantu kwazi ukuthi imali bazithola ngani. Kodwa kufanele kube le mthetho ekhangileyo kungabi le nto yokuthi sokuphikisana la lesisekelo sombuso leZimbabwe. Ngiyabonga.
Yes, marvelous. So there you are. That is Mr. Kerry Matiba, is a legal mind there. So he's talking about the constitutional issues here concerning the amendments that are being proposed. So he says this kind of amendment needs to have to pass what is called a constitutional test. If it doesn't pass, that's it. So, but he's fearing that the law is going to violate people's rights, especially the freedom to assembly, the freedom to do anything as NGOs and so forth. So he says there are so many contradictions in some of these amendments, which maybe they need some explanation from the government. So one of them, he says, is the financial terrorism clause, in which people will be said to be getting money from terrorists and maybe promoting terrorism. So he says one has to define the term terrorism, just to be known exactly what the government means. So he says all in all, seems as if he's sort of like towards elections right now. So you expect some of these things to happen. So he says on the political front, it may be, not appearing in the good sense that the government is doing this. But administratively, he says it's okay to know where the money is coming from and you monitor it because you don't want to have dirty money. Like under the Political Finance Act, you know, there is a clause which says any political party cannot be funded by outsiders. So at the end of the day, he says this doesn't smell good.
Aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa munyarikani vedu vanga vari kutaura naGibbs Dube vari kutaura ivo pamusoro pe zvavari kuona kuti ivo vari kuti yatingati mitemo mitsva iyi ichange ichatemerwa masangano anoshanda ega kana kuti makambani anoshanda akazvimirira anogona kuzodzvenyerira nyanya avo vanenge vari kuitawo mamwe mabasa uyezve vari kutaura ivo kuti chiri kunyanyonetsa ndechekuti izvi zviri kutaurwa zvakuuya takatarisana nesarudzo dzakuda kusvika muna 2023 saka vari kuti ivo zvakanaka hazvo kuti hurumende inenge ichida kunyatsoziva kuti masangano anoshanda ega mari dzavo vanodziwana kupi nekuti dzimwe hurumende dzinotaurawo kuti mari dzimwe dzinenge dzichibva kune masangano kana kuti mabato anopfurikidza mwero vatingati materoristi saka ipapo vari kuti aiwa zvokuti panyatsozikanwa kuti mari dziri kufamba sei hazvina hazvo kunyanyoipa asi chiri kunyanyonetsa ndechekuti pachange pari kudzvinyirirwa kodzero dzeavo vanoshanda vakazvimirira vega.
Yes, marvelous. We also spoke with spoke to Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF. Let's listen to this interview that I did with him. So in fact he sent us an audio. Let's listen to his views.
Inhlanganiso lezi ezibuya zivela phandle ezinye ezinye zakhonapha zingena ngokuncedisa abantu abahluphekileyo akumelanga zethuswe ludaba lolu olokubana sokufuna ukufaka umthetho obana benqatshelwe ukungena kwezepolitiki elizweni laseZimbabwe. Nxa bebuya bejonge ukwenza abakulandileyo owumsebenzi omuhle okuncedisa siyababona babuya bencedisa izigoga bencedisa abafelokazi bencedisa abantwana besenza loko okuningi lokhu kuyabe kubalulekile ngempela kodwa kusuke kudangalise imicabango nxa sesibona sebebuya bezongena kwezombangazwe kwelakithi la kanti-ke kona kuvele kubalulekile kubana nxa umuntu efuna ukwenza ezombangazwe kaphume emgcekeni phela aziwe ubana hhayi yena ufuna ukwenza lokho hatshi ubana umuntu abuye ngangasese ezokwenza izinto okumele ziyenziwe laba abantu abazimisele kwezepolitiki. Ngakho-ke ukubana uhulumende ufuna ufaka imithetho onqamula lokhu akumelanga kube yinto ehlupha abantu nxa ukuthi basebenza ngenjongo epheleleyo njalo belandele izinqumo zabo ababethe bazibika ubana bazilande kuzosebenza lapha kwelakithi eZimbabwe. Kodwa nxa kuyilaba abantu bona hhayi bazama ukuthi ngendlela yokuthi bona amanye amazwe lawa angani abangisana kumbe alwisa umbuso lo okhona owezanu-PF bebe sebebuya becatshe ngamakhampani onalawo esiwathi ngama-PVOs bama-NGOs yibo-ke abasenza ethuka njalo bekhale ngoba babekwazi yona sebenza banjwa kodwa nxa besebenza ngokupheleleyo akumelanga kube yinto ebethusayo leyo. The operation of PVOs in our country surely have a certain guidelines that are adhered to by them. It is not a matter of opinion that you as a government allow people that will come in to destabilize and play partisan politics instead of their core mandate and business that they will have come into the country for. If a PVO has come in to help the disabled, let them do that. If they've come to help the girl child, let them do that. Gambling into politics then becomes a conflict of interest of some sort. So it is therefore then necessary a time to sort of govern these activities, but then not per se to say that it's all about witch hunting, but it's all about the preservation of governance in any given country, particularly in Zimbabwe. So that law really must not frighten any organization as long as they stick to their mandate that they would have come in here for. If they want to come into politics, why don't they come and declare that they want to be into active politics? And then we must then determine if they are eligible to play in that field. That is my take.
That is Joseph Chuma there. Marvelous.
Apotanga tirikunzwa kubva kuna vaJoseph Chuma veZanu PF vari kutaurawo maonero avo pamusoro pevatingati mutongo mutsva uyu uri kuda kuwanikwa iwo uchidzikwa uchaendawo kunomiswa kupamberi pedare kuti zvionekwe kuti ungachinjwa here kana kuzvafamba sei. Saka iwo ari kuti aiwa, kana munhu achida kuita basa rake toti ada kuita basa rokubatsira vanasikana kuti vasarodzwe vasati vabva zera, ngaangouya achiita izvozvo asingapinde zvezvematongerwo enyika. Kwete kuti uri kuita izvi wozowanikwa zvakare uchipinda mune zvematongerwo enyika. Saka vari kuti ivo vari kutsigira danho iroro riri kuda kutorwa nehurumende kuti vanhu ngavaite zvavafambira kana vari kushanda vari muatingati masangano aya akazvimirira ega.
Now let's listen to the interview that I did also with this guy, Kerry Matiba, and Eliphaz Mashaba of ZANU-PF. So they are expressing very divergent views on this issue, Marvelous. Let's hear them. Private Voluntary Organizations Act lay. Eyo pele kangeluti ekangele kunoko kuti interests meleo zisebenza njani. Iko ilamaphutha yini kumbe kwamanje ivele zimele kuhle.
Okuqala ikuthi sikhangele ukuthi vele umthetho okhona okuqala lo iPVO Act ekhona kathesi singakhangela iamendment ikuthi vele yona vele bekulo nhlupho kakhulu ukuthi vele inhlanganiso bezithwala bezisithi kona bathwala nzima abantu ukuthi babhalise ukuthi babe zinhlanganiso under PVO Act. Ngoba uhlelo lokhona lude kakhulu, kumbe ukwenza kwakhona kude kakhulu. Ngoba yananzela ukuthi lokho kuthiwa i-PVO board ehlala kane ngomnyaka ecubungula ukuthi inhlanganiso ezabhaliswa yiziphi. Njalo nxa sesikhangele nge-amendment le khona khathesi inikeza kakhulu amandla kuminista. Siyananzela ukuthi iZimbabwe isikhathi esiningi nxa kunganikwa amandla kuminista kusho ukuthi iminista lo usezaba lelungelo lokuthi inhlanganiso kumbe ezilwa laye kumbe angela kuthakazelela ukusebenza kwazo zizavuka kusasa sezivale zokuthiwa hayi leza zisasebenzi ngokuthi sezingena kwezepolitiki. And nxa ukhangele futhi ngendaba zokuthiwa inhlanganiso mas akufanelanga zingene endabeni zepolitiki sitshoni nxa sithi ipolitiki, ngoba ipolitiki into esiphila ngayo insuzo. Ngipolitiki yikuthi abantu bathi balambile. Nxa umuntu angathi ulambile yipolitiki, nxa umuntu angathi ufuna amanzi yipolitiki. Sitshoni kufanele kuchasiswe kabanzi, kubaliswe njalo ukuthi kade sitshoni, ngoba singeke ukubalisa khona lokhu kuzahlupha ngokuthi kusasa umuntu nxa eselambile athi hayi ngilambile ngifuna amanzi, or indawo leyo abenihlala khona ayihlanzekanga. So kuqakathekile khona lokhu ngokuthi isikhathi esiningi siyasinanzela ukuthi eZimbabwe nxa abantu nxa sebekhankasa sebehlukumezwa kumbe sebesithi bafuna amanzi kuyathiwa hayi laba banika imali inhlanganiso ezifuna ukukhipha uhulumende esihlalweni. So izindaba ezihluphake lezi nxa sikhangele ngombuso wethu eZimbabwe siyananzela ukuthi ngaphambilini vele bekuhlupha khona lokhu ukuthi inhlanganiso kumbe inganika ipetishini kumbe ikhankasele okunye sokuthiwa hayi inhlanganiso le ilwisana lohulumende, ikanti kade azisikho khona lokho.
Ye, mfisa ukuthi ulalele lapha-ke okwethulwe ngu-Eliphaz Mashaba engxazwanga ukuzuhle owebandla leZANU-PF. Muzwe sile ukuthi uthini ngodaba lolo nangu lapha.
Yebo baba Dube, yebo ye, i-act le i-Private Voluntary Organization Act isitshengisela ukuthi vele bekuvele kuzila kuti kambe ilizwe lingake Zimbabwe linaba lama organizations over 4,000. Babefakiwe sibili ukuthi bebangabantu abanceda abantu bengabantu abangena kwezompolitiki. Kodwa sibonile sukusela from ku-2000 kuqale kufika lakathesi. Ama-NGOs lawa siwabone yiwo asponsa ama-programs e-opposition. Yet thina loku lomthetho othi wona ama-political parties afuzanga athole izimali ezivela phandle kwelizwe for their activities. Sibonile njalo bona abantu kuganga besponsa ukuthi kube lama-demonstrations elizweni. Ngakho-ke ngabona upresident le cabinet into abayikhangeleyo ukuthi beke befake i-order kulaba bantu behluzwe ukuthi kambe bona benzani. Sibonile i-America o-Britain befaka izimali through ama-NGOs wona lawo. Ukuthi kwakhona izimali zizonceda abantu eZimbabwe kodwa zinikwa through ama-NGOs. Ama-NGOs angikhona usiwakhayela ukuthi avele evela nga alama-links le labo MDC walama-links labo-position and so forth. Ngakho-ke i-problem esilayo elizweni lapho yama-demonstrations, i-problem yokungazwisisi, i-problem yokuthengisa ilizwe ivelela kubona abantu abasponsa ama-programs anjengawona lawo. Ngakho-ke siyakusekela kakhulu ukuthi kakulungiswe, ivele baningi kakhulu ngababe ngabantu ababuya besebenze through ama-structures abaphiwa nguhulumende. Silayo i-ministry ye-social welfare ekhangela ukuthi kambe abantu abadinga uduko kungaphi. Sibone ukuthi ama-NGOs kabe ngababa ngabantu abaletha i-development ezigabeni ngezigaba, hathi abaletha izimali ezokuthi kugagwe. Kathesi abaningi abasupporta ama-NGOs nalaba abakithi ama-Zimbabweans nabantu abadinga izimali zokuphila. Uzabona abaningi besiwa ngendlela nxa ama-NGOs lawo esithe avalwa. Siyayisupporta ke le program. Thank you.
Nangokuba uyakhuluma khonapho, ngicela umphendule sibili point by point ukuthi ungathini, ngoba kukhanya udubo lolu luya phambili. Ukhangele sokuthi sikubone kuhle kukhamela, ungani uyangikhangela? Ya, ukhangele ya njalo. Ye, so qhubeka baba khona. Uthethe kancane ukuthi ungaphuma ku-screen uye ngangapha. Njalo
baba. Siyabonga baba Mashaba. Nyamuzi baba Mashaba. Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi sinanzelele ukuthi okusibusayo eZimbabwe sinesisekelo sombuso wethu okhona esavumelanayo ngo-2013. Singabantu abeZimbabwe esithi khona sifuna ukuthi sithuthukise ilizwe leZimbabwe lethu. Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi vele kungavele kube lokuthi kulabanye abantu abathengisayo, kulabanye abantu abafuna ukubhidlisa. Okuqala ukuthi ubuze ukuthi kathi ngoba kule mithetho ekhona ekhangele ukuthi nxa kuzaba le nxa kulo muntu osefuna ukubhidliza ukukhipha uhulumende okhethwe ngabantu, kule mithetho ekhona ekhangele ngakhona lokhu, njalo kufanele kucubungulwe phela ukuthi laba abantu bafuna ukuyikhipha njani. Abantu nxa sikhangele isisekelo sombuso lezi leZimbabwe, abantu balelungelo kumbe bale sithi freedom of assembly and association. So okuqakathekile awungeke kwavinjelwe ukuthi ama-NGOs ufanele abe mangaki. Okuqakathekile ukuthi ukhangele ukuthi la ama-NGOs bayalandela yini imithetho ekhona.
Yes, marvelous. That is Mr. That is one of our guests, and that is his best brother Gerald Matiba. Sorry for that. So Matiba is actually saying, you know what, there's need to actually find out exactly what is going on. So, Marvelous, are you there so that you can join the show? Right now, I can't see you there. So, ngena konapo, babu, slow baba lapage, office changen, babu, fortune, bladders, ngena babu.
Ngena bonga, tube, linga, chonanjan.
Guys, chonle akulu, slow mama, Marvelous, mtanganya uye, stelu kumela ikonapo, nangulapo. Marvelous, we've got Mr. Fortune Lagas on the line.
Yes, hello. What's your view on this current proposal that's being mooted by government?
Well, My view is that the proposals of the government are always unfortunate. They call themselves revolutionary, but they come up with counter-revolutionary proposals. The proposals that seek to undermine the that our fathers fought for. Our fathers fought for freedom. Our fathers fought so that citizens can enjoy all fundamental freedoms that are there and have all the rights. But unfortunately, we have a government that always seeks to suppress its citizens. For instance, we have this bill. It's not the first time that they have brought forward this bill. They have before under Robert Mugabe, and they then realized that no, if they continued with that bill, they were going to have a problem because we had international organizations that were actually affecting the government. And at this stage, marvelous, we are towards 2023 elections. Hence, you see these shenanigans by the ruling party. It's not the government. These are ruling party tactics to destroy the opposition. Because there's always been this belief that the opposition is working with NGOs or donors are funding the opposition via NGOs. Hence, they coming up with these ways of clipping NGOs. But let's look at it this way. These are non-governmental organizations. They play a very important role to shape our democracy because they play an oversight role. They also assist in terms of human rights. But we don't want those things because our government does not want to be looked at how it's functioning. Our government wants to suppress the people and violate human rights. Therefore, these organizations must be banned at whatever cost. So that's the major challenge that we have. It is a political gimmick. They want to, they're actually preparing for 2023.
Mm-hmm. So you are actually questioning the timing in relation to when elections will be held?
Precisely. If you check our history properly, they always come up with such repressive laws whenever they're under political pressure. They've seen now that they call themselves the new dispensation 2017. We hoped that they were going to do much better, but they've failed dismally. Therefore, they need to come up with ways that will actually assist them to retain power, because under normal circumstances, they wouldn't retain power.
So looking at the way things are happening, what do you think is going to happen, Mr. Mlagas?
Well, my view that it's going to be difficult for organizations to function, and I'm of the view also that some organizations are going to fall. Why am I saying so? There are quite a number of big organizations, international organizations, that usually fund small organizations in Zimbabwe. Those big organizations, it seems they are complying with the current laws, or they are agreeing with the government to say, look, we'll provide whatever information that you want. Therefore, it will be difficult for ordinary grassroots organizations to refuse. So rather, you will have them fold because some of the leaders might not be acceptable to the minister who will be in charge of approving board members and the structures of the organizations.
So do you think that this is going to succeed or not?
The government is going to succeed as usual. Look, they are prepared to do whatever to stop these organizations. So yes, they are going to succeed, but ultimately it is the people that are going to suffer because these organizations are the same that have been assisting our people on the ground.
Marvelous. Go ahead.
Apo tiri kunzwa isu vamlalazi vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo
pamusoro pe zviri kurongwa izvi kuti pawanikwe ipo pachidzikwa mitemo yekuti masangano akazvimirira ega awanikwe iwo achizoenda pasi pewa vari kuti registrar kana kuti mukuru mukuru anenge achiona kuti mabasa avari kuita akamira sei, vari kuita zvematongerwo enyika here kana kuti zvakamira sei. Saka vamubalazi vari kuti zvinonetsa ndezvekuti tichaona vamwe masangano madiki nyanya achazota kana loyo ikakwanisa kuti ipasiwe muparamende, masangano madiki anoshanda ari ega tinozogona kuwana achivhara nekuti vanenge vasina kuzokwanisa kunge vachitedzera zviga zvinenge zviri kudiwa izvi. Asi vakataura zvakare kuti chiri kunyanyonetsa ndechekuti zviri kuitika izvi zviri kuitika takatarisana nesarudzo dza2023. Saka ivo vari kuona kunge zviri kuitwa nebato remunyika reZANU PF vakanyanyonangana nekuedza kuti vemapati vanopikisa vanozvimirira vega vemapati vanopikisa vasawane rubatsiro kubva kumasangano iwaya. Vanga vari kutaura zvakare vamudalazi kuti chinonyanyonetsa ndechekuti kana masangano aya akavhara, vamwewo vasingawane munyika vanogona kuzoramba vachitambudzika sezvo masangano iwaya ariwo zvakare anobatsira nechikafu nezvimwewo zvakadaro daro. Saka aiwa ndiwo pfungwawo dzavo dzaitinzwe Gibbs.
Yes, we're trying to get hold of ZANU PF activists and it seems as if their phones are a little bit down. And Mr. Joseph Chuma is saying he may join the show and he's attending a meeting, but he's about to come out of the meeting. Hopefully we're going to get him and he's going to participate in this program. So normally as people that want to balance everything, we always have all the sides here covered. So we're going to wait and hear what Joseph Chuma is saying about all this. So now let's go back to Baba Mlalazi. Hey, Baba Mlalazi. So when one of any masses can get up, we are pambili, we are hambajan.
Yeah, njona nge ngacho ukuthi ekuyeni phambili kuzaba lobunzima kuma functions nje ama NGOs. Mhlawumbe okunye Dube sikhuluma ngama functions ama NGOs singazange sibheke ukuthi kathi vele a player adlala ndima bani kuma communities in terms of voter registration, in terms of amalungelo abantu, amalungelo abantwana, amantombazana omama, iyo indima evivele idlalwa ngama NGOs la and ukuqhakathekile. Oso kusicho kutsho ukuthi lezi zinto eziqhakathekileyo kazisasoze zitholakale kuma community. Ukungatholakali kwazo kutshoni. Kutsho ukuthi omama sebezaqalisa ukudlwengulwa kungela mfundiso nje ukuthi kathi baziphatha kanjani nxa sekunjalo abantwana baza abhuzwa kungela sizo abangaluthola ngoba yiwo la ama-NGOs abekade siza isikhathi sonke. So it's very unfortunate that sinohulumende okhangele ukuretaina ipower kuphela engakhangelanga amalungelo lokuvayelethwa kwabantu abavulnerable kuma-communities.
Yes, Marvelous, go ahead. I think Marvelous, are you there? So unfortunately, she is a bit cut off. So, Mr. Ntini, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Dube. How are you and the viewers and the listeners?
Very well. I think Marvelous, quiet. We've got Mr. Busan Busontin. Quiet.
Mr. Ntini, could you weigh in on what we're discussing here regarding the plans to put laws in place that will regulate how, the PVOs operate in Zimbabwe?
Okay. No, I think world over, non-profits are regulated. There's nothing wrong with regulating the non-profits or the POVs in this case, as long as there's no politics involved in how you regulate them. If you use the same measure for all PVOs, it is okay. But in the case of Zimbabwe, we know that there is the hand of politics there are certain PVOs that are being targeted. When you look in the U.S., every nonprofit has to be registered with the state. It has to report to the state. And also, you have to report to the IRS. So, you know, they are all treated the same, whether it's a political party, whether it's a church, or a community-based organization. So as long as there's no politics involved, there should not be an issue there. But like I said earlier, when I think in Zimbabwe, the challenge is that we know that certain PVOs are being targeted for being aligned with the opposition or even aligned with the people if they are seen not to be aligned with the ruling party. They will definitely be attacked. Yeah, I was thinking organization operator in Zimbabwe and a non-profit, which we won't as a Nela elandele umthetho othize but inkinga esilayo ekhaya eZimbabwe ukuthi siyawazi ukuthi kule politiki engenayo kulamanye ama non-profit abatargeted ngoba angani akhange asebenzana nabantu akhangela amalungelo abantu igovernment yethu yiyo ehlukuluza abantu so nxa ukuthi ama organization lawa ekhangela ilungelo labantu bazatshengisa ukuthi kulento embi i-government eyenzayo kulapho kusuka kube le conflict khona ithi i-government sibona ngani shalawana ama-non-profit athize ngama-enemy state abakho patriotic kodwa iqiniso ukuthi ama-non-profit aqakathekile ngoba yibo abaphila labantu ku-ground level so kubi ukubona i-government yethu iqhubeka iletha imithetho enjalo
Thank you very much. Marvelous. Maybe go to Mr. Fortune Mlalazi.
Mr. Mlalazi, your words also regarding what we're discussing here today?
I think he has been temporarily cut off.
Yeah, unfortunately, today.
Yeah, so let's see what we can do. Because I spoke to Osiris Banda, who is with the Zimbabwe Christian Alliance about this issue. So let's hear what... he said about this particular issue.
Uhulumende kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi aqala khulumisane lenhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa engafaki imithetho. Kuye kwaba lokuxoxisana phakathi kwahulumende ngenhlanganiso ezingaphansi kwenango lezinye inhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa. Bona ngani okuqakathekileyo kumele uhulumende aqala khulumisane lazo lezi nhlanganiso zonke ngoba kwezinye isikhathi kuba lokungazwisisani kodwa nxa kuxoxisweni kuba nendlela ebakhona uminister responsible ngokusebenza kwenhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa ambonani uqakathekile ukuthi ngabe uyaqoqa umhlangano ngokuphangisa akaxoxisane lazo inhlanganiso lezi kulokuthi sibone sokulotshwe kuma newspaper ukuthi uhulumende uthi umbuthini okuningi ugcine usiba la ngamahungahunga bembonani uqakatheka ukuthi ngabe uyazibiza lezi nhlanganiso ahlangane lazo azichasisele ukuthi uhulumende ucabangani kube le ndlela okuxoxiswana ngayo kungangani kuyaliwa ngenxa yokuthi sonke singabantwana bezimbabwe akula sizathu ukuthi abantu bephongulwisana kumele ukuthi ngabe kube le ndlela enhle ifunyaniswayo ukuthi kwenziwe lokhu njalo mbonani uqakathekile ukuthi uhulumende kungatsha zakhe ezisebenza lalezi zihlanganiso bekwanisa ukuthi njalo bechasisa ukuthi kade vele bona bakhangeleleni ngenxa yokuthi kuyatholakala imibiko ehlukene eminye ibuya ekulendlini kungabi lolutho olulotshwa phansi luhanjiswa kulezi zihlanganiso ukuthi le yimicabango kahulumende linalithini ngoba besinanzelela ukuthi kule minye imilayo eyenziwayo uhulumende uyathumela layo uparlamente angene ebantwini ezwe ukuthi abantu bathini engafaki umthetho omusha ngakho-ke thina siyakhuthaza ukuthi ngabe uhulumende kumbe ngathi uminister onguye okhangele lolu gatsha lokukhangela inhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa ngabe uyayenza umhlangano ngokuphangisa la njalo langokuchecha ekhulumisane lama-directors labantu abakhangele lezi zihlanganiso bezwisisane akula sizathu ukuthi amaZimbabweans sibe lokhu sitshona silwa kuphela ngaso sonke isikhathi.
So there you are, that's Reverend Hussaini Sibanda of the Zimbabwe Christian Alliance. According to him, there's need for, you know, the government to discuss this issue with the NGOs. Because he says, you know, there's no reason absolutely to be fighting over some of these issues. Mm-hmm. So he says, just go for a round table and talk about it.
Apo tangatirikunzwa kubva kunava Hussaini Sibanda varikutaura ivo kuti zvakakosha kuti hurumende nemasangano iwaya anoshanda akazvimirira vagare pasi vazeye nyaya iyi isati yakwidzwa kuparamende vari kuti zvinenge zvakanaka kuti pave nekutaurirana pachinzwikwawo kuti kubva kune avo vanoshanda vakazvimirira ndezvipiwo zvavakatarisira kubva pane malozi iwaya iyo hurumende uchitaura pfungwa dzayo pane kuti vanhu vatatsurane pari zvino saka ndozvazve kutaura vaHussaini Sibanda vachitaura ivo kuti zvakakosha kuti pari zvino pawanikwe ipo vanhu vachiita nhaurirano vogara pasi vanhu votaurirana mune zvakanaka kuti zvingabatsire sei kuti pawanikwe ipo paine kugadziriswa kwemitemo ichange ichisunga atingati waya makambani kana kuti masangano anoshanda akazvimirira ega mapvo emunyika saka ndo zvimwe zvavanga vari kutaura ipapa Gibbs.
We to find a way of getting hold of Joseph Chuma. So, because he says his network is bad. So, we're trying him on WhatsApp and we're trying to get his views on what is going on. So, Mr. Chuma, it is this attempt by the government to amend the Private Voluntary Organizations Act. So, they are trying to, you know, control the operations of NGOs. So, what's your take on all this? Mr. Chuma, can you hear me?
To be quite, yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, quiet, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Right. I was saying that it's a very simple matter, really. The VOs, when they come, they normally come with the designated exercises or things that they want to do. Like, for instance, they can come and say that we want to help downtown. We want to probably help the disabled, and et cetera, and et cetera. But then you find that most of them, when they are in, then they start around, instead of doing that Monday that they came in for, they are now dabbling into our local politics. This is where it becomes wrong and becomes unfair. That is why government is probably saying that, no, let us declare what we really want. Government has never stopped anybody from going into active politics as long as you are a citizen of this country. We have seen a lot of political parties mushrooming, especially now after members of Poland got some vehicles. And government has not even at one day tried to stop any of these parties to come up, whether they are Mickey Mouse parties or they are real parties, you would never know. So if these people want to do politics, why don't they come in square and fairly and declare that they want to do politics? And then I'm sure we can always come back together and find each other and see how we can all coexist. But this clandestine way of operation is the one that is not correct. That's the operation which is purely a regime change agenda kind of activity, which is mostly sponsored by those same countries that we know that are always putting pressure on us and that never want to really understand us and take time to even see and to see actually how we are progressing as a country, how we are progressing even as a party and as government. So government has a point that we say, no, let's all come out clean. Let's all declare ourselves, well, what am I? I'm a PVO. What am I doing? What do I want to do? And am I carrying out that mandate or I'm digressing and doing something else that is not what I would have declared and so that I've come here to do?
So now, at the end of the day, is this not going to destroy NGOs?
No. like I was saying, if an NGO is coming generally for the works of the money that they will come for, they'll never be disturbed. This is something that is only feared by people that know that they are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. If an NGO is coming to help a girl child, to help a boy child, to help the disabled, where are they going to have any clashes or problems with with government? They will never have those kind of problems. They are always free and welcome to come in and do that and help as much as they can. But those that want to come in disguise and say that, no, want to come and help the girl child, and then in the meantime, they are channeling that same money that they say that they want to give to the girl child. They are now giving it to political party X and the political player B. That is then what is wrong, and those are the ones that must definitely fear. But if they are coming with clean hands, if they are coming with good intentions, there should be no scuffle at all. There should be no confrontation with government at all.
Yes, I was a colleague. Mavras Lombuzo, Simbuzo, Gonapake, Ubacho.
Tangatrupuns, Wava, Saints Bandavachiti, Wakakosha.
I got this much of Chuma, just of Chuma.
But you could say a punish at all on a last man. Ivo, Rumende, Yaya Garapasi, and the Avo Vanema company than Akutiva, Nushanda Kashmirida. But you never know what I say, Kuruzuri, a people on the Saints and the Kutiva. Urumende igare pasi nema a non-profit organization iwa yavaze kwa wanikwa ipo pachipiwa malozi.
Yeah, there's a proposal in the question here, you know, a proposal by Usen Isibanda of the Zimbabwe Christian Alliance for the government to actually convene a meeting and discuss this issue with the NGOs. What's your take on that, Mr. Chuma?
I do understand that proposal, really. But there's probably little or nothing to discuss about these kind of things. All we are saying is that, for example, his organization, if it's an organization for helping Christians or churches and stuff like that, come in and do that. Come in and declare that, right, I'm coming here, I'm going to help Church X build a school or build a clinic or build their own church and stuff like that. And you come in and do exactly that, and once you're done, you ship out. So when you do exactly what you have declared that you want to come in and assist this country with, then there should never be any problem at all. The only problem, Gibbs, is when somebody then comes and says, no, I'm a Christian organization, I want to come and help this church build a clinic. Then in the meantime, we are now seen picking up political party X and probably political player D, and then you are now coming with them and you are going around and now telling people, no, don't vote for political party C, but rather vote for political party X. Don't vote for player D, rather vote for player E. Then that's where it becomes a problem. But if you're coming to do what you have declared and said you want to do, which is a noble thing, NGOs are doing a good job. They are helping the community, definitely, and we appreciate them so much. But we're saying, come with clean hands, simple and straightforward.
But some people are saying it's coming at the wrong time because parties are campaigning right now.
Yes, parties can campaign, but NGOs are not supposed to come down and campaign. If NGOs want to campaign, let them transform themselves into political parties. Then that is okay. We can all live happily together. We can all deal with each other that way, knowing that we are all clear about what we want to do. So NGOs and the campaign should never be anything to compare with here, because campaigning is for political parties. NGOs are for helping the community. So let us all stick to our lane. And you definitely said we'll never collide. But if somebody wants to encroach into my land, definitely then there's going to be a problem.
So thank you.
There's no way they should cry foul play over this issue.
Thank you very much. That is Mr. Joseph Chuma, and that brings us to the end of our program today. We wish to thank Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF and his colleague, Mr. Eliphas Mashaba. We also wish to thank Mr. Gerald Matiba of the Christian Legal Society of Zimbabwe. We also wish to thank some of the other people that actually joined the show today, including Mr. Fortune Mlalazi, an independent political commentator. And signing off from Washington, this is Kips Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mfanganya, who is saying have a very good night.
Good night.